Welcome back, listeners, to the second episode of Yeah, I Said That. In the first episode, we talked about why the Steeler way was broken. In this episode, I want to talk about Ben Roethlisberger's restructure. I teased the topic on the first episode by saying that the Steelers should not restructure Ben Roethlisberger. And I wanted to jump into that because as I record the program, I'm watching the wild card weekend game between the Colts and the Houston Texans. So I'm kind of in a salty mood because the Steelers should be playing on this weekend. Epic collapse from 7-2-1. Terrible. Hard to think about. We all know the pain from that. And with this AB drama, the whole nine yards. But with Ben Roethlisberger in the last year of his deal, Ben's probably in year 16, 17, 18. I'm assuming they'll extend him out another 2 years. They'll have, you know, there'll be a significant cap hit, so on and so forth. Steeler fans, I mean, I know you guys will be pissed off when I tell you this, but the Steelers are in full rebuild mode right now. So when I tease the topic that there was no way that the Pittsburgh Steelers should extend Ben Roethlisberger, I meant it 100%, because rumors are now that the Steelers may eat up the $14 million in cap space that they got back from Le'Veon Bell in trying to make the trade for Antonio Brown. I'm going to tell you this right now, Steeler fans. Ben Roethlisberger with no AB equals no Lombardi trophy. It is rinse and repeat. We talked about it on the first episode of Yeah, I Said That. That the Steelers have gotten away from Steeler football and the Steeler way. You have a head coach that believes in the quarterback, and you have a quarterback that does not believe in Steelers football. He does not believe in the running game. If you think Ben Roethlisberger, the one you saw throw 15 to 17 interceptions this year, is going to be any better with no AB, no Le'Veon Bell, no Martavis Bryant, with a wide receiver core of Juju, Ryan Switzer, come on, man. You're kidding yourself. You are absolutely kidding yourself. The Washington kid is solid. He not there yet. They have no weapons on offense. You think this guy that put the ball in harm's way, that this is going to be better? This is why I'm saying that you're in rebuild mode right now, particularly if you get rid of AB. Even if you bring AB back, it is still rinse and repeat. Absolute rinse and repeat. It'll be the same thing because Ben is not a quarterback where he is going to protect the football if you commit to throwing the football 40 times or more per game. He's not a game manager, but he's pretty damn close. Meaning, he is supported by a running game. It keeps his attempts down. It keeps the opportunities down for him to turn over the football. It increases the ability to throw play action. It protects a defense that is not very good. Because of all those things, and let's look at the defensive side of football real quick. No playmakers on defense. Or excuse me, you got one playmaker on defense, TJ Watt. That's it. You look at the three levels of defense. The front seven in terms of the defensive line is solid. No superstars, though. You got one superstar in TJ Watt. You got one corner. What's the Steelers' philosophy? What's the Steeler way? What's Steeler football? Strong running game, strong physical defense. They're way away from it on the defensive side of football. So again, that's why it's rinse and repeat. And that's why the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So if you bring back Ben Roethlisberger again on a restructure, riddle me this. How is it going to change? Defense is still average. I don't care what they do next year other than sign the top pass rusher in the National Football League or draft an absolute stud or a couple of them in the draft. All that's not going to happen to push them over the edge on the defensive side of the football. So you're going to have an average defense from 15 to probably in the 20s, a defense that's going to give up 22 to 23 points a game. That won't be different. You take away AB, I'll guarantee you that offense will go from 27 points a game to the 23-24s, and the turnovers will go up. Ben doesn't trust the running game. He's going to put it on his shoulders, and he's going to try to prove a point. And he has an offensive coordinator that's going to placate it and a coach that's going to placate it, because the coach, again, believes in the player, but he doesn't believe in Steelers football because the quarterback doesn't. Again, insanity. Doing the same thing and expecting a different result. I would not extend Ben Roethlisberger. I would accept the fact that the Steelers are in a rebuild as it stands right now. I would try to get whatever I could for Ben Roethlisberger. I would try to get whatever I could for Antonio Brown. I would rebuild this defense, play with Josh Dobbs or Mason Rudolph, take a step back, and try to build this roster for when the Steelers find the next guy. The era is over. The Ben Roethlisberger era is over. The window is shut. AFC Championship, you lose 13-3. You lose in the first round. No playoffs. Imagine what it'll look like if it's just Big Ben and Juju. Is that enough? I think they got some solid pieces at the running back position with Connor and Samuels. I think they need another running back as well. That ain't enough. And you're talking about Ramon Foster may not be back. And they have a decision that they have to make with Marcus Gilbert with his health and his contract. Rinse and repeat. Again, insanity. Doing the same thing and expecting a different result. The football is going to look the same. The Steelers have an organization have to admit to themselves that the rebuild is actually starting. But if AB doesn't come back, it's full tilt in rebuild mode. Ben is not good enough to carry it. He's not going to protect the football. He's just a gunslinger, as he said this year. What is going to change? Tomlin's going to continue to make bad challenges. Tomlin's going to continue to have bad in-game farts. What is going to change? How does this look any different than what it looked like this year? The Rooneys have to take a step back. They have to be honest with themselves and say, what are we doing? Where are we at? Because if you're not competing for Lombardi trophies in Pittsburgh, what is the point? I don't wear regular season hat, championship divisional hats. I don't wear AFC championship hats. I don't pull out my terrible towel until it's the playoffs. We've done that all in Pittsburgh. It's about winning a seventh Lombardi. Because if they don't get this straight, they're not going to have almost. It's going to be that team up north in Boston. It's going to be the New England Patriots. And now moving forward, you got a Lamar Jackson team and the Ravens that's in the playoffs, Baker Mayfield, so on and so forth. So listeners, if I told you I could get a first and a third for Ben and a first and a third for AB, if that could somehow happen, they better jump on that immediately. Because right now, they are in rinse and repeat mode. They are in insanity mode. They are away from Steeler football. So yeah, I said it. The Steelers should not extend Ben Roethlisberger. Thank you guys, listeners, for chiming into another episode of Yeah, I Said It. Not sure what the next topic is going to be. Please continue to support all the Behind the Steel Curtain programs. Please support The Standard is the Standard, where I host it with my colleague, Jeff Hartman. He does a fantastic job doing a hot take show. We got a ton of content that we're going to have for you guys for the offseason. Continue to support us. Yeah, I said it. Don't restructure Bryn and let him move on. And let's see if we can get something for him. But I doubt that they do it. But yeah, I said it, because ain't nothing going to change.
Hey, I'm Anil Dash, and I'm the host of a new show called Function from the Vox Media Podcast Network and Glitch. This season, we're talking with experts about why our voting machines are so bad and how that might hurt our elections, We'll also talk with an animator to find out how popular dances from the real world end up in video games. And we're going to tackle the biggest question in tech. Why do so many celebrities use screenshots from that Apple Notes app to make their public apologies when they screw up? You can find new episodes of Function every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And thanks to Microsoft Azure for sponsoring Function.